The following episode of The Drop-In is brought to you by Spoke, a new free listening app from SiriusXM.
The following is an at-will presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Drop-In with Will Melnati.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 9 of The Drop-In, and I am coming in hot from Dubai, and I mean 115 degrees Fahrenheit, y'all. So I'm taking my grievances with the world to another side of the world. It's going to be a little different this time because, well, I'm sending these to Mitch from Dubai in voice notes from my phone. You're going to be hearing them on the go. Real time, baby. Real time. Mitch, 60 seconds.
I just boarded the plane, and the gentleman sitting next to me has taken off his shoes and his socks. So now his feet are just up on the near the TV, just kicking back, just relaxing like it's his house. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Why are movies so much more sad on a plane? I just cried my eyes out because at this altitude, things are just more emotional.
Guys who wear pink polo shirts with a collar, just stop it. Seriously, just stop. I wasn't let into this restaurant because I wasn't wearing black shoes. Is that really still a thing? I thought that went out of style in like the 90s. I am very excited to announce our guest for today. You may know her from the TV show The Leftovers, movies like Nerve and Money Monster. Her new show is on HBO. It's called The Deuce. Ladies and gentlemen, Emily Mead. Have you ever been on a podcast before?
No.
I can tell. You could have fooled me.
Yeah.
You seem like you were born in a podcast booth like
Thank
this.
You. Well, the voice. The voice makes. I'm like Roz from Frasier.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
Yeah.
Were you a Frasier fan?
I mean, I
didn't pin you for a Frasier fan.
I like watched it because I was like, oh, I don't. It's on after Friends or something.
Right.
But I didn't. I always was like, oh, it's so annoying that it's on. But I didn't change the channel. That and Family Matters.
You can never change a channel on Family Matters.
Yeah,
stop it.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Now, yeah, no.
Those were your shows growing up, though?
No, well, Friends was.
Friends, yeah, that's what I meant.
Full House earlier than that. I think Family Matters was on after Full House.
The full TGIF lineup
is what you're talking about. Yes.
Step by Step.
Step by Step. That was
Family Matters. What were the other ones in there?
It changed.
Yeah, it did change a little bit.
Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place, I think that was on.
Oh, yeah, that was short-lived, wasn't
Ryan
it?
Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
That was Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was like an angel one. There was like one about like a angel who watched over.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to look those up. And then I'm going to start inviting those stars of those shows to my podcast.
Specifically Ryan
and
Reynolds.
And say, how's it been?
Yeah.
How's it been?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's Stefan Urkel doing these days?
Yeah. Stefan. I've looked him up. I look up those people.
You do?
Yeah. Especially anyone I had like a childhood crush on. I'm like, how did they turn out?
He's selling life insurance
it's
right now.
Something. Or like, I don't remember what he's doing.
He's doing something.
Yeah.
Is he like an agent?
No. I think he's still... I think they all like kind of act.
On the DL.
Yeah.
So you look up the smaller roles.
Yeah, or just anyone who...
To make yourself feel better.
No, I swear, no. No, just anyone I like, you know, had a crush on. Basically, it's sexually driven. No, but it's driven by like anyone who impacted you as a kid, and then you're like, what?
Sexually,
emotionally,
sexual impact,
and then you're like, how did they turn out, or like, what would I think of them now? That kind of thing, just curiosity.
Yeah, I do find myself looking up those people who once were very big.
Yeah.
And then trying to think how many years they haven't worked, and then trying to calculate if they could still afford to live without working.
So you have the business end of it. I'm thinking of the sex end. You're thinking of the business end.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, is this person still having sex?
Yeah, or just sexy, or or what was it about them that I liked when I was young?
And what was it about one of those people? Who are the people?
Usually a mushroom cut or long hair or like,
yeah, you would have loved
contrast.
Me. You would have loved yeah, me.
Right up.
Let me yeah. show you some photos.
I think you have shown me a photo.
Of a mushroom cut?
I think so. You did that thing with
Oh, yeah.
Yeah
oh, yeah, that picture. Photo.
Yep.
Well,
oh, that one. That
but that was a wig.
Oh, okay.
And what she's referring to is when I was in my acting days,
yeah.
I was in a pilot for a TV show that was adapted from a novel that was written by the same person that created The Leftovers, which
Emily
was in. Thank yeah. you for my prompt on your name.
Yeah.
How long were you in The Leftovers for?
Only a year.
Which means how many episodes?
Oh, well, 10? Whatever it was the first season.
Oh, because it's a new cast every season?
Well, yes and no. It was some people traveled over to Texas and then Australia, and some people did not.
And you did not?
I did not.
Did you like your experience on The Leftovers?
I mean, yes. I made some very important lifelong friendships, and it was pretty fun for me. Like, a lot of people... It was a more dark show, but for me, I kind of got to play a very light, not too intense character. But yeah, I mean, I wanted more to do creatively, but it was everyone was nice. It was lovely.
When you got the script for The Leftovers, before you read it, did you think to yourself, maybe this script or this series is about a person who has some food in their fridge from the night before?
I don't know if I ever got there with it. Obviously, whenever I would hear it said, I would think of Leftovers in the fridge. But I don't know. Like, I think I maybe knew too much about it before getting the script, unfortunately.
What type of leftovers do you have in your fridge right now?
Right now, Chinese food. And, I mean, pretty much, yeah, either, like, some sort of Asian, Chinese, Thai, Japanese, pretty much always.
You are also in, and something that I'm very excited about watching, a new show on HBO called The Deuce.
Yes.
When you got that script.
I think it was about did shit.
How did you know where I was going with this?
Yeah, wow, what a theme with my.
Did you ever think that perhaps the series was about a man or a woman who had to go number two
duty? Yeah. I might have thought, actually.
Crossed
that,
your mind?
It crossed my mind because I didn't know what it was about. And it's a very imposing title. Like, The Deuce is pretty disgusting.
The Big Deuce.
Yeah, it's pretty aggressive. I've tried to change it in my mind how I associate it, but
sometimes you can't.
It's hard. Yeah, it's really hard.
You can't come back from that thought.
No.
You can't unthink that thought.
No, it's a way. Yeah, it's way more aggressive than Leftovers. Like, Leftovers is a more passive concept. It's just sitting. But The Deuce is like, it's a, you know, an action.
The Grumpy Deuce.
Yeah, the Dirty Deuce. Well, it is called The Dirty Deuce. That's what people were, because it's what it means is 42nd Street.
That's right. Do you know where I live?
You live 42nd or 44?
46th Street, but I still.
You don't mind people knowing where you live?
Technically,
yeah.
I don't care.
Okay.
Come look me up.
You live, yeah, in The Deuce.
I live in The Deuce.
Yeah, you live in The Deuce. Although it's specifically 42nd.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
But you know what? A couple of blocks away.
Yeah.
So I guess, which leads me to, if you ever need to do some kind of research mm-hmm. or just like whatever, just ring my doorbell.
That's perfect. Yeah, thank you. How is it living there? Is it horrible or fun?
It brings new kind of meaning to the word The Deuce, because sometimes you will see human deuces.
On the street. Yeah. I've seen people
around there
taking deuces around there, I think, and apologizing, which is very nice, but makes it a little more pathetic.
Interesting. Gross. So we have inconsiderate yet considerate
mm-hmm.
Humans yeah. roaming the
yeah. Well, they have no the choice. They have nowhere
street.
Else to go.
Right. So you walk past one or more humans
yeah.
who were shitting on mm-hmm. the sidewalk, and
I'm sorry.
And then when you caught
just
eye contact,
there, yeah.
made eye contact with
like
them,
like looked and then kind of frightened, looked away, and they're like, I'm sorry. It's very sad, actually. It's really not even funny. It's very sad.
Well,
but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's
maybe,
better than the other jerking off on the street. That's much worse.
The dirking?
The dirking off. Yep.
And that you've seen as well?
Yeah, you haven't seen.
You're born and raised in New York City.
Yeah,
you've
seen
some stuff.
Yeah, I've seen some.
What
shit.
Else have you seen?
that's the worst. I mean, I've literally had someone chase me jerking off.
Yeah, that's a traumatizing thing.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I think the shit and the... I know people that we know who have seen, like, sexual acts between two homeless people. That sound... I haven't seen it, but that sounds bad.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Yeah.
These eyes have not seen, but it sound bad.
Yeah, I don't like... Yeah.
I don't like the...
No.
I don't like that.
No, no. But yeah, the jerking off's kind of enough to like keep it. That's pretty bad.
But you recently moved.
Yes.
We're going to come back. Don't worry. Okay. We're going to come back to the deuce because this is not the only reason why we're here,
but
it's
a large
reason.
Part of it.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me about your new home.
Yeah.
Congrats on the move.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm not
what was the
give
shittiest
you a dress.
Part about it?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, the movers were mean. They, like, made it as if they were doing us a favor, like, while moving. And the whole time I felt guilty and, like, I was doing something wrong, but I was paying them money. I didn't like that. Yeah, it was weird. They, like, had, like, oh, well, okay, you want us to take this, too? Kind of. I hope they're not hearing
like this.
Like, this
also?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I mean, it's
I
a move.
This was part of it.
Right.
Yeah. So that was upsetting and...
Were you the 20th move of the day or something?
No, it was early. It was very early, a little too early. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I know. It was strange. I felt, and I'm very susceptible to guilt in that way.
I am too.
Yeah. So it made me very uncomfortable.
Like, actually, we're not moving.
Yeah, exactly. I did.
We're not moving anymore. Just leave the boxes.
I
kind of
did do that. Eventually, I had to go back to my apartment and like throw out things that I wanted them to throw out. Yeah.
Did you tip them?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, now I don't. I feel bad. They're gonna hear. Well,
they're not gonna hear.
Yeah.
But you should yelp. Can we talk about the deuce?
Yes.
Are you really excited about it? When does it come out? And what's your character?
Yeah, I'm relatively excited. I try to not be too.
You're
excited.
Very even keel. Yes.
Well, also, it's
you don't. Do you not get that excited anymore for things?
No.
So when you get a part, like, walk me through that phone call from your agent.
Well, actually, no, I do. I've recently, like, within the past week, things have changed a little because the deuce is coming.
The deuce is loose,
the
essentially,
deuce is, loose.
Is what they're.
It's out on the streets. I've
is
seen
that
billboards.
A tagline for this? The deuce is loose?
No, but
it should be.
Well, that's going to stick, unfortunately, probably. Yeah, I mean, there's probably going to be a lot of jokes for the deuce, but that's, you know, how you make something iconic. Is making fun of it, right? But yeah, there's billboard. Like I was in LA and I saw these billboards, and that was kind of exciting.
Yeah,
and I'm on them.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just gave her a pound.
Yeah. And then I did recently. I don't know if I can say what it is, but I recently got a part that I was excited about. So both I have.
That's great.
Yeah. So I have been feeling some excitement, but I hadn't for like years.
Before
just recently.
Really?
Yeah. Cause it. Yeah, but I think it's when you give up and you stop being excited that then maybe exciting
Something
things
happens.
Happen. Mm-hmm. So it's not true that I don't get excited anymore, but I have not been in a long time.
But so this week was an exciting week for you?
Yeah. Or the week before, whatever.
So let's say I'm your agent and I called you and I say, Emily, you know that part you've been wanting. You got it.
Yeah.
Then what do you say?
God, wow.
You do. That's such a girl response.
But the thing is, I kind of I have to because I already have. I feel like I have a masculine energy, and I feel like people get their feelings hurt that
when
I
you're
don't.
Like, all right, cool.
Yeah, got it. Yeah,
I'll see you on Tuesday.
Exactly. No, and I feel like often I've gotten from agents like, oh, don't sound too excited. Or,
yeah, and you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'll get excited.
When
no.
Yeah, you won't see me excited.
Yeah.
Excited.
Yeah, I just don't. I have a very monotone kind of. Which is weird for an actor, but I do. So I've developed like a more female voice when I'm either in an Uber and, or trying to get something from somebody or like talking about excitement. Cause, or my least favorite question. I mean, you asked it, so sorry. No, but it's different in here. But like in life, when people are like, are you excited? And like they ask it with like an expectation. Like they have an excited voice and it's like, I can't match your excitement on it. And I'm not like, I'm going to be happy once it happens, but I can't be excited before. What is excitement? It's expectation.
That's right.
Yeah. So excite. Yeah. So I've developed a like, oh wow, it's exciting, but not even.
But it's fake a little bit.
It is. Even though I'm excited, it's like I have to.
You have to do that in order to please the other person.
To relay that, like I'm because like I'm. It's all internal excitement, so it'd be hard for me to.
But it's really interesting that you actually have to dig deep to do that.
Yeah, or dig not, or be shallow.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I mean, be consciously aware that you have to create excitement through your vocal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I learned it from Uber, I think, because when I was in LA for a while taking Uber all the time.
You had a 1-star rating.
Yeah, something like that. No, like I got an Uber and they're like, oh, beautiful girl, why is your rating
so
low? Yeah, why is, and I was shocked. And then I was like, maybe it's because I come off.
Hold on a second. Wait, let's rewind for a second. Beautiful girl, why is your rating so low? Which means that the drivers are just rating based on your looks?
I guess.
That's ridiculous.
I know. Yeah, it was disturbing on many levels. But their point, I guess, was like, what it made me realize is like maybe people want me to be nicer and more friendly to them, and I'm not. So then I started being like, thank you, and talking. I can't even do it now with my scratchy voice.
You're like, 5 stars.
Yeah, no, it went up. It was a crazy social experiment.
This is a study.
Yes.
Harvard Business Review.
Yes, it was crazy. So then I tried to integrate it into my business life as well.
More Ubers, more jobs.
More, exactly. It's crazy. People want a woman to talk nice.
I know. I've been wanting it this whole time, and unfortunately you haven't given it.
The laugh helps.
Okay, fine. The laugh works for me. Okay, and so whose creation is The Deuce?
It is David Simon, who did The Wire, among other things, and George Pelicanos, who I never know if I'm saying his last name right.
Pelicanos.
Pelicanos, probably.
Like Mykonos.
Yeah, okay. George Mykonos.
Call him that.
Yeah.
It's me, George Mykonos. He's off in the islands right now, yes, vacationing.
Maybe, right before the big drop.
Okay.
The deuce drop. Yeah, it's their creation together.
Did you watch The Wire? Were you a fan?
I didn't watch it before.
We can edit this out. Yes.
Yes, I love The Wire. I've now since seen The Wire. But I also, in my defense, grew up without HBO and still don't have HBO. So there's a lot of things I missed purely by convenience.
Because your parents were protective?
No, they just didn't want to pay for it, I guess. But
my dad the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't want to pay for it. It wasn't that he was like nervous that I was going to see something necessarily.
Yeah. My dad was nervous about those things too, but I don't think that was the
reason. As much as like, we're not paying for that.
Yeah, why would you
pay for
TV?
Why do you need that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You have channel 2 and 5 and 7 and 9.
Yeah. 6. Nickelodeon. I don't know. Maybe it was different in Chicago.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Chicago's different. Mm-hmm. Chicago, there was only 3 channels.
Yeah. I know. It's cute.
Chicago Cubs.
Yeah. The other one, White Sox?
No, it was like, channel 2, Chicago Cubs. Channel 5 was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe that's Nickelodeon.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Back to the Deuce. So.
It's their creation.
It's their creation.
Yeah.
And then who was James Franco was the first person attached to this?
Yes, he was already attached when – he was the only person attached when
Do you know James Franco?
Yeah, well, now I do. Yeah.
Before this?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know him?
I mean, I had heard of the man, but I didn't personally know him. No.
Does he always have his eyes closed, or is that an act?
Neither. He just has – he focuses.
That's what he does when he focuses? Does he squint like he needs glasses?
Maybe, perhaps. I don't know. It's not always like that. He has a relaxed face.
Who are your scenes with?
All different. Well, that's the thing. The world is very, it crisscrosses together. That's kind of part of, I guess that's what David Simon's known for doing, kind of creating a universe of all
and a
these.
Bunch of different storylines that intertwine.
To the degree that, like, you'll have to be there in, like, the background of a scene that you don't even talk in, which I'm sure creates a great atmosphere that you feel like it's real. But, so it's, well, at first, I'm mostly with my pimp, played by Gary Carr, who's a lovely British actor. Who's a lovely pimp. He is. He's so sweet. But then when he'd put his wig and pimp suit on, I would actually be a little bit afraid of him, which was disturbing because he was kind of like he was my comfort on the show at first because he was my friend.
He's like, all right, I'm going to turn it off right now.
Yeah.
So just.
No, it was scary. Yeah. He went from being my friend to like being instructed to slap my ass and like with a cane or whatever. It was scary.
Is that your first ass cane slap?
Well, he actually didn't slap with a cane. But I feel like at one point the cane like.
Hit it
hurt
on
me.
Accident?
Yeah, I don't know. I just
At
have
one
bad
point, the cane hurt me.
Yeah.
It's like a bad dream.
Yeah, it hurt me. Was that my first ass laugh on TV?
The cane!
Yeah.
It hurt me.
Yeah, no, it's very horrible.
Maybe it wasn't a cane.
Yeah, oh. Oh, boy.
Hey, yo!
I don't know if it was my first ass laugh on TV. Unfortunately, I've been sexualized.
Ass slapped a lot?
Yeah, for
a
years.
Long
time. Yeah, so I don't remember really.
It all
blends together.
Yeah.
yeah, but no, probably it was probably the first. That's like a notable.
But
thing.
There, but the industry says, oh yeah, throw Emily in there. She mm-hmm. she actually appreciates a good ass slap, she and she's done it before.
Yeah.
Cane, hand, it doesn't matter. Whatever, just slap
whatever
it.
Whatever it is, yeah, yeah. No, it's dark. Yeah, this is a dark conversation. Yeah, it's a dark conversation.
There are tears starting to form.
I have had people say, oh yeah, you don't mind doing nudity or things like that. I won't name names.
I don't like that.
No. No, the ass slap, fine.
Sure. You're talking about movie executives and stuff saying
or
that?
Or just, yeah, people involved in the process of putting you in a film, like whether it's casting or produce or whatever. And
so you're saying what's annoying you about that is the assumption.
Well, the assumption and the category, it's like, oh, there's like, it's revealing that there's a check next to you, like you will be naked or not, and that's something that's kind of overshadows like the specificity or nuance of like why you'd be naked.
And then you slap that
and then you
person,
slap them.
But not on the ass.
Yeah.
Have you done nudity?
Yeah. Well, on the deuce I'm naked.
Big full?
Deuce. Not vagina, but boobs and like a little bit of butt. And then I've
just
done,
enough.
Just enough, you know. Yeah.
Just a taste.
Just a taste. Yeah. Just,
I don't know why I said that in such a creepy
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's very. Yeah.
I was on Will's podcast today. Super creepy. I went from bad to worse.
Yeah. No, it's already the subject is already creepy. Like you can't really change it or make it not creepy. But
okay, so was it a comfortable environment though for that on this show?
It was. I've done. This is my like.
20th nudity.
20th, no, third.
You're in Playboy next month
yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why you're promoting.
No, I do want to be in Playboy.
Why? Have you told them?
Told Playboy?
Yeah.
Not yet. Well,
call
no.
up the Hef?
I don't know if he answers the phones there.
Well, you'd have to really bring up your voice for that.
Yeah, exactly. I want to be in like the old-fashioned Playboy, not the Playboy now.
You know what? That's such a good idea. They should actually do that.
Yeah. To do like a old-fashioned Playboy.
Like a throwback.
Yeah, well, especially
for
the Deuce also because the Deuce is 1970s. So
the Deuce should do a collaboration with.
I agree.
See,
I've had this.
We're
thought.
Making ideas
I
here.
Know.
Oh, you have already. You're
I
well
haven't told
this.
Anybody. I've just thought about it.
And so your character is what?
I'm a well. So do you know the Deuce is about
42nd Street?
Well, it's about 42nd Street. It's about the start of the porn industry.
Right.
So. It starts with the pimps and the hoes, and that's what...
Like everything
like
does.
Like every good...
Like
yeah.
the world did.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it starts with sex, and then it ends with sex. And everything
it ends with murder.
Sex. Murder, yes. But no, so I'm a hooker from the Midwest who comes to the big city and hopes to be a better hooker. And
well, these are skills that can be refined
exactly.
over
no,
time.
It's well, you learn on the show. There is a lot of it's. You kind of learn the inside scoop on how people do their hooking best. You kind of think I'm some innocent young girl, but really I'm coming looking for trouble and want to be a star. And then I get into the porn industry and become. I don't want to say porn star because that's but an actress so far and for this first season.
You're like
actor.
In the minor leagues.
Yes, I'm in the yes, but it's all, but it's in the very beginning. No, hooking. I'm doing well. I think.
Oh, you're a pro hooker.
Pro hooker, but then I'm minor leagues of porn. But I'm in the ground. I'm coming in when, at the beginning of it. So
right.
I've back end on the.
Yeah, you have a back end deal.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This week we are continuing a segment that we like to call. Do it, where I commit to doing something that I've never done, or I'm probably just scared to do. If you missed the two-part segment about when I trained to become a stand-up comedian, go back to episodes 2 and 4 of season 3. Today's feat, running a race competitively. First, a little context. I've never enjoyed running just to run. It's definitely not what gets me out of bed in the morning. So when Billy from Atwell Radio's design and marketing team challenged me to run a race with him in Brooklyn, it was a hard pass. But he was persistent. Started showing me his times for his nightly runs, practicing for the race that was happening in a couple of months. And after weekly inquiries on whether I decided to change my mind or not, I asked him, "All right, how long is this silly race?" He answered quickly, "It's a 5K, it's barely anything." So I did the quick math and figured out that this so-called race was actually only 3.1 miles. It's about an eighth of a marathon. Easy by a runner's standards, and not too bad by a person who doesn't enjoy running standards. But there was a catch. Billy and his runner friends had made a pact to try and run it in under 20 minutes. The gauntlet for short-distance speedrunners. Running 3.1 miles in under 20 minutes meant keeping a consistent pace of sub 6-minute 30-second miles. Three times. If you Google sub 20-minute 5K, the first tip is don't try to do this if you can't run a 6-minute mile. Well, I was far from being able to do that. For those who aren't runners, a 6-minute mile is pretty much a full-on sprint for the entire thing. If you know me, you know I'm always up for a good challenge, and I love competition. So I said, what the hell, Billy? Sign me up. That night I started training. It sucked. And rather than boring you with audio of me out of breath every time I practiced, just take my word for it. But I started to get better. I started to get faster. Yes, I had to ice my shins every once in a while, but 2 weeks before the race, I was feeling pretty good. It was time to test out my 1 mile speed. When I say like I felt like I had to go to the hospital after that 1 mile, I'm underestimating what it felt like. I was thinking there's no way that I could run three of these unless I was drunk. 2 weeks more of training and the day was finally upon us. It was time for the big race. I actually don't know why we're doing this, but
it'd be fun.
What's your reason? Fun?
I want to see if I improve from last year.
Is that why?
Yeah.
So it's been a year since you ran this race.
Yeah, so a 5K.
It's been 20 years since I've run a race. I've ran races in my head, but never the real thing. So this will be interesting, to say the least. Alright, so we gotta take the train to Brooklyn, where we're met by thousands of people.
I would say 150 people are gonna do this race.
Oh, 150 only?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 1,000. You said there's a lot of people that do this.
Maybe more than that, but I'd say under 1,000. My friend Chelsea's doing it, and my friend Nick's doing it, and my friend Sean's doing it. So
we're in good company.
Yeah.
I'm looking around me, sizing everyone up. I'm surrounded by runners. People who just ran marathons this past year. These guys are like taking it really seriously. They've got all the gear. Yeah, they have that compression on their knee. The nerves might get me before anything else.
Nerves will help you, man.
What?
Nerves will help you.
Yeah. I might take one of these little bikes. I'm thinking I'm way out of my league. So we checked in and, well, that's when I started getting nervous. Thank you. I'm freaking out a little bit. I've been a little bit scared all day. Billy's standing there all smiles. I wanted to kick him in the shin. And I'm sitting there wondering if I'm gonna get to the starting line. Chelsea a good runner?
She's just beautiful fun.
What are we doing this for then? Not fun?
Fun. I'm gonna have fun.
Alright.
Chelsea's a good runner.
Alright. Anyway, we all crowded around and waited for this gun to go off. And all right, we're off.
Here we go.
The thing about a race like this is you need to get to your pace immediately or you're screwed. I had this one song going, and to this day, if I ever need a good pump up, it's gonna be this.
Oh my God, it rains, they got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
Mile 1, 6 minutes, 23 second pace. Okay, I think I can do this. Mile 2, 6 minutes, 18 second pace. This is why people say this run is difficult. Mile 3 hit me like a wall. There was no end in sight and I was hurting. My body and my mind was wanting to quit. I've pretty much been in an all-out sprint for the past 13 minutes. And I'm feeling awful. At mile 2.5, there were no signs for when it was over, and I wanted to quit. I was saying, why was I doing this? How stupid am I? So I tried to make light of the situation and snapped out of it and fought my mind, brought my song back on. I had half a mile to run in 3 minutes if I wanted to finish it in under 20. I remember wanting to cry. I'm not kidding. As I powered on, I finally saw the end on the other side of this lake. This f***ing lake. And once I saw that, there was some hope. So I fought. And the last 200 yards, I knew that I had to sprint even faster to make it in under 20. So I started doing just that. I had come this far, and I hadn't died, so let's go. And guess what? I came in at 19 minutes and 50 seconds with 10 seconds left to spare.
Oh my God. I'm so beat. I might die. This might be the last audio you ever hear. But I did it. A 5K in 19 minutes and 40 seconds. And Billy is right there with me.
Now, I don't consider myself to be a runner, but I do consider myself a fighter. I told myself I was going to do something that scared me, and well, I had overcome the fear. Will I do it again? I don't know. But at least I can say I did it. So thanks, Billy, you piece of shit. And now, back to the show. Hey, have you guys downloaded the Spoke app yet? Spoke, S-P-O-K-E. It takes about 5 seconds. Spoke is the new social listening app from SiriusXM that curates a playlist of podcasts that you will love based on what you like. You know how you pick what type of news you want to read about on the news app? Well, why shouldn't you have something like this for your podcasts and audio docs? With over 300,000 podcasts, it is not easy to find the ones that you want. But with Spoke, they make it easy for you. They hand select them. Yes, that's right. Just for your tastes. Go to hearspoke.com/at will to hear your favorite moments from The Drop-In and other shows from the At Will Network. You're going to like the way it sounds. I guarantee it. Did I copy that from someone? I don't think so. I think it's pretty original. What is your secret obsession? And I don't ask that to everyone.
Okay, yeah.
This is specific to you.
Like the James Lipton.
Yes. What's your favorite sound?
Yeah. Laughter. No.
No, you have to actually make the sound. What is it?
Like, I don't know. I just made that up. But yeah.
I know what that sound is. I like it.
Yeah. My secret obsession. I mean, I'm just... It's hard to pick one because I'm generally so obsessive. Like, I'm a great internet stalker, sadly. And so, like, obsession, I'd say, is my secret obsession.
Obsession.
Yeah. Just find, like, picking something.
You can dig deep on something.
Oh, dig. I can find
everything.
Everything.
Who was the last person that you really dug deep on?
Well, here. Actually, I can avoid answering that specifically because recently, just the other day, now at this new role I'm got, which I don't know if I can say, but I'm playing a real person. So that's great for my skills. Amazing. Yeah, I can put it to actual, I can have it under the guise of it being for work and not just for self mutilation, emotional self mutilation. So
when you're looking someone up that's random, what are you doing? Why?
Well,
what's
random,
the purpose?
It's not usually random. It's usually, I mean, it's obviously usually related to like either some a guy and a girl and someone in my life and someone who's was in their life or is in their life or whatever it is. It's usually jealousy.
Yeah, jealousy based.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But now it's.
I'm
it's,
not. By the way, no judgment on there. I've done
everybody,
the same.
Yeah, everybody does it. I just do it well. That's. I just do it.
That's where the difference.
Expert. Yeah. Yeah. No. It's that's why I didn't have social media for a long time. I was afraid to do it, and then I was managing to do it anyway. Because you can still look up things without having it. So then I got
I hate that.
Yeah.
So next time I need to dig up some dirt, though, you're the person to call.
Yeah.
So your secret obsession is stalking. Okay, got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
How much water do you drink per day?
Not enough. That's part of something I'm trying to work on.
What else are you working on?
Eating better, drinking less, not smoking cigarettes, that kind of thing.
Standard stuff.
Yeah, just the typical boring.
Just like
stuff.
Standard 20, yeah. 20 something stuff.
Yeah.
You're 20 something stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm 28.
What kind of stuff? 28?
Yeah.
When was your first tongue kiss?
When I was in, I guess, well, my first kiss, like, it's hard because my first open mouth
I'm
kiss.
Set of the day, of today.
Oh,
I mean.
Of today.
No,
like
I'm
8 a.m.
No.
Yeah.
Of your life.
Of my life, my first kiss was when I was 12.
Tongue?
Well, that's the thing. It was open mouth, but then at one point I stuck my tongue in his mouth and he said, ew. So it did not turn into a tongue kiss. But my first tongue kiss was 7th, like 12 or 13. That was like a
mutual.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
That was when you were 17?
No. 7th grade.
Oh, I thought
12
you said 17.
Or 13. No, yes. I was so traumatized. I waited a long time. No, like 12,
that
13.
That ew lasted.
For, I mean, it did.
It echoed
I'm
for
bringing
years.
It up, yeah. But
yeah, actually, that is something maybe that you should look at.
Yeah.
The
I should ew. Get into, yeah. Yeah. It was just a, I mean, I get it. The concept of two tongues kissing is kind of.
I remember the first time I tongue kissed, it was in the back of a
van.
Like carpool van, yeah.
Oh, wow. It was in the back of a van. There were other
van.
People in it.
It was a real van. There were other people dark. In it. We were in the back seat. And I remember, first of all, she had braces.
Mm.
And second of all, I remember it feeling like a, like it was such a weird
feeling.
Sensation.
So weird, yeah.
It was like putting my tongue on a spring
tongue.
Or something.
A spring.
Like,
was
it
she,
like
what
snapped.
What kind of tongue did she have?
She had a spring tongue.
Oh, because of the braces, you mean?
Maybe.
Yeah. 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 No, maybe she had rubber bands.
Maybe it was a rubber band.
Yeah, yeah.
She snapped it right under the tip of my tongue as like some like sexual.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Who was driving? Were adults driving the car?
I was driving. No, I was driving.
Yeah, I had
backseat driver.
Backseat.
No, no. The sheriff was driving. I don't know.
Why you were this is now I'm very angry. Yeah.
It was someone's parents.
But you weren't afraid of them seeing you kiss? How
it
old
was
were you?
Dark. It was
like
coming back from a basketball
Got
game.
Got it.
You know?
Yeah, those
which was when I did my best
arousing.
Work.
Yeah.
Best work on the way home from the basketball
yeah,
games. In 5th grade or 6th grade.
It was 5th grade. Oh, that's young.
And you were 7th grade? Oh, maybe it was 6th grade.
I was 6th for kiss, 7th for tongue. With mutual acceptance of the tongue, yeah.
I'm just glad he accepted it. If he hadn't, if you had done two kisses without mutual acceptance,
I
wouldn't
never,
even be here right now.
I would never be sticking my tongue anywhere.
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 Any foreign, any foreign land.
Mm-mm. I mean, it is weird, but I guess it's what we want to do for some
the
reason.
Tongue?
Yeah. I get why it's weird.
Well, I think it's just how do we embrace
connect.
More?
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. It's the closest, besides the other stuff down there. Yeah.
I'm just going to let it be quiet.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that a beat.
Yeah.
Give it a moment. Okay, we're going to play a game. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm scared.
It's a storytelling game.
Okay, I'm scared. Yeah.
All right, look. So we're going to switch off lines.
Okay.
So you start it with, okay, so basically I gave her a piece of paper. You start with like 3 words. And then you continue on, and we switch off until the end.
Okay.
The basic story.
Okay, but so I have to.
So
have
you
to set
say
it up
one
for the
sentence.
Thing.
Yeah, you say one sentence that starts with "once upon a time."
Okay, okay, okay. Once.
She's
upon
very
time.
Nervous.
Once upon a time, there was a beautiful lady.
Every day, she bathed in blood.
But one day, the blood turned black.
And because of that, her orifices turned dark black.
And because of that, she got an infection.
And because of that, she had to go see a doctor who ended up being a pretty cool, handsome guy.
And she, can I add to before?
Sure.
And she was always afraid of doctors until finally, in this cool, handsome guy, she found. inside of him, she found a little creature. No, she found her soulmate.
And ever since then, they've taken blood baths together. The end. That was really good.
That was really good.
And it makes me also want to take a blood bath.
Yeah.
What are you most proud of? Not necessarily even
work.
Work. Mm. Could be anything. But it could be work.
Mm.
A lot of people obviously hold their work very close to their pride.
I mean, I don't know. I think it would have been my work a few. But it's not because I still have yet to do something that I'm so that I am deeply proud of. I'm proud of managing to, like, actually survive and be financially independent as an actress.
So tough.
Yeah. And, you know, without
It's so help. Funny. It's basically like any actor is their own startup company. Without any investors.
Yeah. No.
Is running on the rails until it's going. That's basically an actor.
Yeah.
Unless you know, are one of the Mastersons and you have a TV show that runs for 100 episodes plus.
Exactly. Yeah, no, to kind of come out of nowhere without, I grew up very removed from the industry and everything. So to come out of nowhere and somehow, like whenever, obviously people who don't know, they don't realize, they'll be like, oh, is that your only job? And I say yes, because it is, which is, I'm proud of that, even though I'm not famous yet.
Do people recognize you?
Yeah. They do.
What do they say?
Hey, you. I mean, for Leftovers, for 12, the Joel Schumacher movie sometimes.
Come on.
Yeah, believe it or not.
I'm not like knocking it, but I'm trying to figure this out. Who saw it?
Netflix. It's on Netflix. Yeah, it reaches some people.
And now that people can watch anything on Netflix.
Yeah, and then Nerve. I just did a movie, Nerve, that was like teenage, like people actually, teens saw that and stuff. So those things.
Do you have cousins or siblings in that demo, in that age range?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. My cousins.
It's a while to think that you had cousins.
My brain wasn't there.
Okay.
But yeah, so no, my cousins.
She remembered
friends.
She has cousins now.
No, but my cousins' friends were at Thanksgiving they came over.
You
to
killed
meet
it.
Me. Yeah, oh, I was. Yeah, I was. I gave one a hug and she was touched and literally touched. Yeah, she didn't quite cry. I have had someone run after me crying. A woman on the street ran after me and was crying.
For what?
Because I stole from her. No, because for, was it for Leftovers or I don't remember. They kind of, in Boardwalk Empire. Even though it was only in two episodes, people were very, love that show.
You know, I think before I knew you, right?
I was in Boardwalk After.
Oh.
Before I cared.
Before I cared about you. Yeah. No. But I do remember watching those episodes and thinking, wow, she's really great. And
thank you.
And then your face got cut, and in your character's face got cut, and I was very sad.
Yeah, no, I think that's why people remember, because it's so horrible.
Traumatizing.
Yeah, it's a traumatizing experience to watch it.
Maybe that's why she was crying.
Yeah,
that might be. Is your face okay?
Yeah.
It looks okay.
Yeah, it's okay-ish,
Hold on, did you finish your answer about what you're proud of?
Oh, well, that, and then, like,
financially stable.
Or just, having actually done it, whether it's, I mean, obviously you always want to be doing it even more than you're doing it, but sometimes I have to be like, okay, like, I'm doing it. And my friendships I'm proud of, like, having strong bonds with people that I've found people I care about. And then I feel like there was another thing, but I forgot. I'm double jointed in my arms.
That's definitely something to be proud of. Yeah. Do you want to show me?
No, you can't. Yeah, it's too intimate.
It's too personal.
No one else can see it. Yeah. It'd be one thing if others could see it. No, I think a lot of people are. I don't think it's that special.
What do you mean? Like, you can put your arm down and then
twist it all around. Yeah. Yeah.
She just did it.
Yeah.
I'm joking. She didn't. That's impressive. I used to be able to put my finger back to my...
You can't anymore?
No. It was something about, I think it was like a prepubescent thing.
Hormones stiffened your fingers, along with other things.
You beat me to that.
I know, it was
You're
right
too
there.
Quick for me.
Hanging right there, yeah.
Everything stiffened.
Yes.
Including, yeah, I used your to fingers. Be able to do it. It was yeah. my best party trick ever.
Yeah, that's crazy that it stopped.
Yeah. Maybe someday it'll come back.
Yeah.
Thank
You're
you
old.
For. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You did great. Lovely. And so where can we see the show and when and all
starting
that?
September 10th on Woo! Sundays at 9 on HBO.
On HBO.
HBO. It's replacing Game of Thrones. So that's
Wow, that's
big
great.
Big shoes to fill, yeah.
That's big shoes to fill. Yeah. Someone's going to come on thinking there's an episode 8.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, what is this?
But that's what we're hoping.
I didn't sign up for this.
On. Yeah. To trick people into watching it.
Sign up for this porno.
Yeah. Come on. No one would say that.
You're right. Everyone's like, I'm watching this. Forget Game of Thrones.
It doesn't start with the porn, though, so I hope people keep watching and get to the porn.
Well, it's, you know, good things come to those who wait.
Exactly. Patience always pays.
Thank you. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
Good night and good luck. Thank you to Emily Mead. Please check out The Deuce, starring Emily, James Franco, and Maggie Gyllenhaal. The pilot's up right now on HBO, but you can see the rest of the episodes September 10th. It is literally taking the place of Game of Thrones. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. To follow Emily, go to @need4mead. That's N-E-E-D, the number 4, M-E-A-D-E. I like what you did with that. I do. And guys, very important. We just launched our At Will Radio and the Drop-In merch on shop.atwill.us or just go to atwill.us and click shop. There is a Drop-In t-shirt. There are plenty of At Will Radio shirts. It's going to be a good Christmas. See you next week. Follow At Will Radio on Instagram. Follow At Will Malnati on Instagram. Follow at Clear Blue Beats on Instagram. We'll see you next week for a brand new episode of The Drop-In. Thanks again to our partner Spoke, SiriusXM's new app that allows you to listen to podcasts, radio programs, and documentaries curated for you. Go to hearspoke.com/atwill now.